You got the touch. You got the power.
This is the GB podcast for May 29th. It's the day before our big anniversary party. We're turning 5 this year. It's kind of a big deal, so we decided we wanted to share some some thoughts on the last 5 years from various people on staff. Don't know how many we're going to get, but we'd love to get love to share them with you. So first of all, I wanted to talk about how we got started. 5 years is a long time ago, but what I remember about it is Naz and I actually shared some comments on my blog, me3dia.com, in a post, and which ended up becoming a conversation and email later on, basically saying that there needed to be a site in Chicago that covered all the little events and things that were happening online and events that were only being posted on bulletin boards and coffee shops. Just, you know, talking about all the cool stuff that was going on in the city that was escaping notice by the major dailies and other news media in town. So we got together in a coffee shop in Lakeview, and about an hour later we had pretty much the entire thing mapped out. Layout was pretty much done. Most of the sections were already decided upon, and you know, all we really needed was the name. I'm sure you guys have heard or read our philosophy or our perspective on why we call it Capers Block. It was basically it embodies the idea of slowing down and checking out what's going on in the city. Capers Block is a term that actually isn't used very much outside of Chicago, and really only old timers can recall it being used on a regular basis. But Gaper's Block is the slowdown that happens when something happens on the side of the road and everybody slows down to check it out. Usually around the anniversary, we take a look at our stats, and I wanted to share a couple with you. We've had more than 36,000 comments on a little over 750 questions in Fuel, which averages out to about 48 comments per question. When you think about that, that's pretty amazing that that kind of a conversation can be going for so long, 5 years, and we've got that much activity. We've had more than 10,000 posts in Merge and more than 10,000 events posted in Slowdown, our calendar, and we've grown from being just what you see on the main page to having 5 topical blogs. AC on Arts and Culture, Book Club, which obviously is Book Club, but also covers literary events in the city. Drive Through, which is our food blog. Tailgate, covering sports, which is our newest. And Transmission, which is our oldest, covering music in the city and Chicago bands. Pretty amazing, and you know, we've had something like over 100 people on staff over the years. Currently, our staff is, oh my God, it's like 80 people, all volunteers. I'm the only person who's even close to full time on the site, so it's pretty amazing.
Wow, 5 years. It's a long time to do a site, and it's probably not the longest running site I've ever done, but it's certainly for a group project and something that, you know, we do as a staff of, you know, 80 or so people. It's quite amazing to have taken this journey and do a site that's survived for 5 years. We still do it for the love of it more than anything else, and to keep motivation high over 5 years is a hard thing to do. And it's not always roses, you know. It's not a bed of roses all the time. It's definitely been challenging in many different ways, keeping the staff lean and motivated and wanting to participate in something that essentially becomes a second job. People think that, you know, coming on board and lighting for GB is easy. And to some degree, if it's something you do every day, it does sound easy. But at some point, when you're kind of looking at everyone else on the site and seeing what they're doing, it's a lot of work to come up with, you know, original content all the time. And, you know, my role over the years has changed from being actively involved daily for, you know, 8 hours a day, you know, essentially becoming a second job, whereas I've, you know, slowly kind of made it a kind of a part-time job more than anything else. And I don't work on it every day as much anymore, unlike Ansley, who still, you know, is actively involved day after day. I mean, I still look at the site, I still, you know, post occasionally, but I don't have the same intimacy with the site that I once did. And, you know, I think that's a good thing, because the site does have so many voices now, and I think it's great to see so many people willing to pitch into this effort. And sometimes you just got to know when to let go a little bit and let other people do their thing. So I'm pretty psyched that we've made it to 5 years. It's kind of weird to kind of think about the site being that old, and that people have been coming to the site and checking it out and contributing in many different ways, which I'm so fortunate for. And I think we all are fortunate that everyone's really into the site. I am super excited for the future. The site does have a good future ahead of it, regardless of whatever it is we end up doing down the line, whether, you know, weblogs and content still are in this format or whatnot. But I think we'll change with that and we'll evolve to match whatever it is that we end up doing. So here's the 5 years, and I believe we'll have some details about the party coming up. And I hope to see some of you there. This is Nas, and happy 5 years, GB.
So yeah, we've got this big anniversary party we wanted to share with you. Thought you might be interested. Hopefully you'll be able to make it out. It's at the Hideout. It's at 1354 West Wabansia, which is tucked behind the Home Depot on North Avenue. It's kind of in that little triangle with North Avenue and Elston. Worth coming out to. It starts at 9. We've got a couple of DJs, DJ Arpad and DJ James Vane, a.k.a. James Ziegenfuss in Transmission, actually. We've got the Revelettes, which is a go-go dance troupe. They're very cool, really fun. And we've got Bossa Sarava. It's a bossa nova group. They perform at Cuba every week and a number of other places around town. They're a lot of fun. I think you're going to enjoy them. And we'd love it if you guys could come out. We'll also have some giveaways. And yeah, it's just a lot of fun. Again, that's tomorrow night, Friday, May 30th at 9 p.m. until pretty much close. So it's $10 to get in. That gets you a ticket in our big prize giveaway raffle type dealy. And it should be a lot of fun. If you're not into that, there are a couple other events on Friday and the rest of the weekend that we wanted to share. Friday night, Mudhoney is actually going to be playing at Reggie's. Mudhoney is 20 years old. They're from the original grunge revolution out in Seattle. They're going to be playing at 9. They just have a new album out, actually, which is kind of amazing. Playing at 9 at Reggie's, 2109 South State, and Easy Action and the Fake Fictions are going to be opening. On Saturday and Sunday, the Dew Division sort of street festival and arts festival is happening. It's on Division between Ashland and Levitt. It's $5 to get in. There's a number of bands. Sunday, the Ted Leo and the Pharmacists is going to be playing. Lots of art, lots of crafts, sort of a sidewalk sale phenomenon going on. Should be a lot of fun. And if you've got a car on Sunday, I really recommend going out to the Women's Baseball League that's Women's Baseball League, not basketball. They are starting their season. Their season opener is out in Bedford Park, which is a suburb, starting at 10:30 a.m. with an opening ceremony. And there's two, it's a doubleheader. It's the Riveters versus the Skyline at, I believe, 11. And then in the afternoon, it's the Comets versus the Turtle Rocks. And there's a free barbecue in between. Should be a lot of fun. Anyway, that's pretty much it for us. Really hope we see you tomorrow night at the Hideout, and we'll talk to you next week. You got the power!